Ninth paragraph, Bav Metzia, fifth Mishnah. Makabel Sadam Mechaver L'Esasa. Somebody who was brought in to tend to a field, and they made an agreement that it will pay off the owner of the field a certain percentage or a certain amount of produce. L'Maisa, what happened? L'Esasa, he planted and nothing grew. Image Bedokidei Lahamid Kri Chayv L'Tapelbo. If there is enough produce there, they can make a pile of the grain that grows out of it. Which the Gemara comes out as a shear of so saim, two sa'in. That's a very tremendous amount, then the shear cropper is mechuyev to deal with it and harvest it. Yeah, because l'maisa, he made up that I'm going to plant and I'm going to harvest, so if there's what to harvest, he has to take care of it, even though it's not really worth much. Amar Yehuda, ma kitzva bekri, what is this measure that you said that it's the size of this pile of grain, which is two sa'in, ifrat? I heard there's a big difference if it's a very large field or a small field. In respect to a very large field, this amount is negligible. If it's a small field, it's a lot. Elam yishlo g'day nefilo. The filo means that if he produces the amount of seeds that he planted, then he has to work for it, to harvest it. So at least the principal will come back. But if it produces less than that, then there's no reason to... That's considered that it didn't really produce anything, and you just leave it alone.